This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We are speaking about the AfriMed Construction Index. Joining us to unpack this number, which really is a gauge of how the construction sector is gauging or moving in terms of sentiments, is Dr. Rolf Botha. He's an economist there. Good afternoon or good evening, Doctor, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, everybody.
All right, Dr. Botha, let's talk about the latest ACI or the AfriMed Construction Index. Maybe you can talk us through exactly what it tells us about the state of the sector right now. And maybe we can even compare it to comparable periods there and see what the trend line might be emerging as.
Yes, certainly. Just for the benefit of the listeners that are not aware of the AfriMed Construction Index, It's important to realize that the value of construction sector value added to GDP is only a relatively small sector because it only includes the contractors' value added. That's about 36.8 billion rand, which is it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. but in terms of compared to a GDP of 6.6 trillion rand, it's Mickey Mouse stuff. Mm-hmm. So we realize that I'm an advisor to AfriMed, which is listed on the stock exchange, a fantastic company. We decided to look at a broader, a fuller basket of indicators of the construction sector, because it happens that in a particular month or quarter, you get an indicator, let's say building plans passed, the value of building plans passed, and it declines. And then the next quarter, you have another indicator, retail sales values, and that's going up. And because of these conflicting indicators, we decided to establish a composite index, which consists of 9 different indicators, and that is really encompassing. Just to give the listeners an idea, the value of wholesale trade in construction materials and hardware sales retail amount to a combined 69.7 billion rand. That's almost double what the value added is. So it does give you one a fairly accurate picture of what is happening in the construction sector in South Africa.
Now, I'm very keen to find out about, how the sluggishness in the sector is caused by very specific reasons. And one of them is municipalities, Dr. Botha. So talk to us about how this index translates to the state of municipalities in South Africa, which we know for most parts are not functioning the way they should.
Yes. If you look at the results of the index for the fourth quarter of last year, unfortunately, we have to wait until the GDP figures get published to make sure that we have all the data sets. But the index declined by 2.2% on a quarter-on-quarter basis compared to a 1.3% decline in the real GDP, which is not a huge difference, considering that construction sector activity is much smaller than the economy as a whole. It's just not acceptable, because anybody in South Africa knows, it's visible wherever you go, that the demand, the need for better housing, the need for fixing roads, building new roads, and I'm not even going to talk about electricity. The trouble that our farmers have and our mines have to get their product onto the harbors to earn South Africa foreign exchange because of what's happened to Transnet. I mean, it's just a disaster. The corruption, the state capture. I don't think many people appreciate the extent of the damage that was inflicted on this country by the Zuma state capture era. And part of that is the fact that more than half of the country's municipalities, as you pointed out, are dysfunctional. And that's where you need the authority and the approvals for bulk infrastructure for new developments. Obviously, sewage, water, roads, electricity. And it's just not happening. And we've known about this the government has known about this for a decade. Mm-hmm. And hardly anything happens. And the biggest problem, single problem, is the lack of appropriate skills in the municipalities.
You know, I'm interested, Dr. Botha, recently in the budget speech, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana would have announced, I think it's just under 1 billion rand for infrastructure projects. Obviously, that's at national level. Do we know how that might then trickle down to a construction worker, for instance? So, of course, it goes from national level all the way down to local government. As you're saying, it's very dysfunctional there. So when an announcement of this kind is made, is it not something to rejoice about, considering all the things that could go wrong, you know, from the finance ministry, for instance, to a local municipality?
Yes, unfortunately, some of the amounts mentioned in the budget are actually never spent. And it's not as if everything has just, you know, broken down. People that travel from Pretoria to Rustenburg will be delighted at the fact that they are actually improving the N4 on this stretch. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if nothing is happening. If you go to Umhlanga, for instance, you will count quite a number of tower cranes. And obviously in the Western Cape, I mean, it's just unbelievable what they've done to the road network there. Building new roads, fixing the existing roads. It takes them in the urban areas less than 12 hours to fix a pothole. Hmm. They've actually mastered that art. The dilemma is that some of this money doesn't get spent. And it, once again, I want to go back to the lack of skills. And there's a solution to this because the skills are available in the private sector. So what's the obvious answer is public-private partnerships, which is exactly what President Ramaphosa wants to further. I like to believe he's trying his best. Also now with the appointment of this electricity minister, but I think we need a minister of infrastructure as well. Because that's the only way we can fix this problem, is that if you involve the private sector to a larger extent. And the beauty of this is that these engineers in South Africa, there are hundreds of engineers that have retired earlier than they should have and that are currently unemployed, that can assist municipalities in doing what they're supposed to do. And in the process, they can actually act as mentors to provide us, the people there, well, some of them, with the right, you know, with practical experience on how to plan, budget, etc., and implement infrastructure projects. But we need this partnership approach in the next couple of years. Otherwise, construction is going to remain in limbo.
Well, that's a very scary reality that you point for us, Dr. Botha, there, with regards to the state of South Africa's construction sector with the AfriMet Construction Index there. That is Dr. Rolf Botha. He is an economist but also advisor to AfriMet and helps to compile this index for us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.